Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pitch Please, the podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. Isn't that right, Tom?
It is right. That is so right. Oh, my God. You've never been writer in your life.
As always, Tom, co-host, Pitch Goblin,
Pitch Goblin,
author.
No, I think we strayed away from auteur for reasons, didn't we?
Reasons.
Pitch Phantasmo.
Yeah, Phantasmo.
Is a Phantasmo a thing?
How about, like, Tsar?
Pitch Tsar.
Pitch Tsar.
That's really hard to say. Yeah. Pitch Tsar. pitch Tsar of perfect health.
As always, good old Crispy.
good old Chris Shields. Hi, I'm Chris Shields, Brunch Club developer and amateur Tom Hazel cosplayer.
Oh, what are you wearing today?
Wow. What are you wearing today? And I'll change.
I'm wearing a grey Huel shirt. Are you?
You can see me. I'm wearing a grey t-shirt as well.
Then he's doing an okay job.
I want to see a Halloween of this. I'm going to remember this.
We all swap over.
I want to do your costume for Halloween. And also, finally, we have a special treat. We've got Greg with us.
Hello.
From Minskworks.
Oh, what a special treat.
You are Minskworks, right?
Special treat.
Yeah, special treat. You don't come on that often.
Yum, yum.
I look forward to it. Are you basically Minskworks? Is that?
Yeah, I'm one half of it with Ruta, who also usually takes the spot because she's a better speaker than me.
Oh, great.
You are currently working on Landlord Super?
Yeah. 2 weeks out.
Which actually, by the time this goes out, probably will be out.
Congratulations.
Oh my God, congratulations
well done.
On
well
your
done
release.
On the release, yeah.
Cheers.
Everyone.
It's been wonderful.
And now that's out of the way, you can finally start working on John Quick, right?
Yeah. Well, I want to do, what's the baby dungeon thing?
Dungeon Daddy.
Oh, everyone wants Daddy, Daddy Dungeon.
I want to swoop out and steal that from under Will.
You need to take that
from What do you mean out from under me?
Will said he was
going to do it. Well, no, Will took it, didn't he? Yeah.
That was my idea, though.
He's already done a prototype.
I want that. That's mine. Put my name in the credits.
Well, you get a credit, yeah.
It's Tom. Money. Just, it's not, you don't, not like listed as anything. It's just your name. It's just Tom Hazel is a thing.
Tom Hazel's Dungeon Daddy and the Crystal of Wisdom.
Nice.
Yay!
I will hop like back to when we said that these are all modular. Like you can listen to these at any point, and they'll make sense. And we never do a callback to a previous episode.
No, but this is good because now it's going to make
yeah.
People,
if you haven't
if
listened,
if this is the first time you've listened, then people are going to think, oh, what is that game? I'm interested, and they can go straight back and listen.
Exactly. If you want to listen
Daddy.
To the best episode, stop this one because it's not.
Hold on, we're not there yet. I think I've got a pretty good idea.
Oh yeah,
is it you today?
Which actually, yeah, leads
for the
me on
first
to, yeah,
time
yeah.
ever. We've got an Alex pitch, and I'm interested to see what his pitch hole is like.
Tell me about your hole.
Well, I feel like I hadn't said anything. I hadn't had any ideas the whole time we've been doing this, and I feel I should do at least one. No ideas. I haven't contributed anything really.
Oh my God.
I do the intro then, and that's about it. And then
normally we have a really solid idea, and then you come in and say, "Yeah, but what if we added snipers?" And it's like, "Yeah, but we've already decided no snipers." And then 10 minutes later, you'll say, "Yeah, but could we go back to the snipers?" It's like, no snipers. We said no.
One time, wind blew my hat off.
Yeah. That was a good story.
That was a good episode. Yeah, a legit miracle.
Oh shit, I've just realised I've left that hat in the office. I may never get that back.
No, that's gone forever. Unless
the wind will bring
another miracle.
Yeah. The wind's going to bring it back.
Second
2
wind.
Miles down the road, yeah. so what I've noticed, right, looking through previous episodes of this, is that a lot of the games that we name tend to be really long titles. So although we won't come to the title until much later in the episode, I want to try and keep that in your minds. We'll try and have a short, snappy title. But I don't know what it's going to be.
Snappy
Who
title
knows?
For once.
Something that I can basically make an acronym, big enough on the thumbnail to read.
So it's a long title, shortened down.
Interesting. Yeah, Tingle. That was short.
So, okay, yeah, Tingle was a good one. Yeah, that's probably the best
hashtag
title
blessed.
We've had in terms of readable. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say
hashtag
you're talking shit, Alex, but...
but Alex, you're talking shit.
Molyneux's Minds of Adventure.
Mistrust. Molyneux's Minds of Madness.
Oh, yeah, Mistrust. True. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and Mistrust. One of them.
Okay, yeah. Remember.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Okay. Let's try and go for a single... Go. Let's try and go for a single word one.
A single word one. Okay, well, firstly, yeah. We need the idea. We can't just come... Unless you want... Do you want the name first?
No. Because that's going to put too much pressure on me. I already have an idea. Men in Black, the game.
Right. Okay. Right. Not, well, that's not, the name. There you go.
That's your idea.
Yeah.
So no, I'm sure there have been Men in Black, you know, the movie, the game, games before.
I don't know. Right?
Yeah, there's definitely been one.
There must be some like terrible, you know, like 3 out of 10 PlayStation 1, maybe PlayStation 2 game that was
that's
released.
Yeah. Like Men in Black, the game
on the PlayStation 1. Yeah.
PlayStation 1.
There you go. That's looks, exactly what I was. That kind of thing I was thinking. So not that. Nothing
Two and
to
a
do
half
with the
stars.
Film. Remove all that stuff to do with it. So when I was a kid, I read a book about Men in Black before the movie came out.
Right.
And it really interested me. Like this whole the way they had this kind of this weird like myth around them. They just kind of like appear just around small town America, mm-hmm. and some weird happenings will go on. It's almost like Creature of the Week, like Monster of the Week, like X-Files kind of thing would happen in a small town, yeah. and then a week later, these guys would show up and start asking questions. And there was like the book that I read was like this ufologist, or however you would pronounce it, was following them around.
Ufologist.
America.
The ufologist. Ufologist. Well, how else would you say?
No, I like it.
They say
I like
it.
That's a great word.
Flying objectologist.
That's a great
word.
Yeah,
they get to, I don't know who pays them for that. The aliens, I guess, to keep it quiet.
You found me. Here's a fiver.
But, yeah, okay. So this game is you play as a person in black.
Will Smith.
And you're... definitely not Will Smith, because nothing to do with the film. I don't want that kind of... Like, it's a bit... The film... I enjoyed the first one. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was pretty good when I was a kid.
Right.
But, nothing to do with that. I don't want any kind of movie tie-in with the Men in Black, because subsequent films have been pretty poor and not very fun.
This is now a Men in Black review podcast.
Yeah.
So basically, the game is you going from town to town in small town America with kind of, you know, like I'm just thinking like very kind of like dusty, almost like the kind of towns that you would find in Red Dead, you know,
right,
like
okay.
those kind of small, like the you know, maybe like 20 houses or whatever,
Fargo,
or like small little villages, towns,
Fargo.
Yeah, Fargo, exactly, Fargo, yeah. Exactly. Imagine that landscape, but without the snow, maybe.
Imagine that, but with aliens.
and you're like you're investigating. Say, maybe you have a headquarters, I don't know, and you're like you have you're checking newspapers for like the local events and things that come up. Headline in. Tom, what's a good name for a small town in
headline,
the US?
Tall grey man seen.
Kentippy, Kentucky, right?
No.
Kentippy, Kentucky.
Mississippi.
Kentippy, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Right? Top headline. Strange green creature seen in... Mississippi.
Oh yeah, nice
following
subtlety.
following spate of disappearances of children disappearing.
Just
so you were okay.
Headline might as well just say aliens in Kentippy.
Okay, yeah, aliens in Kentippy. But it doesn't have to be aliens. It could be because they're associated with aliens, but they're not all like. It could just be other weird paranormal supernatural things.
Right.
Anyway, weird creature seen, people missing. In Kentippy, Mississippi. So you go there with maybe you have a partner. I don't know. This could be another mechanic.
Gary.
You go there and you have to interview local people. You have to talk to them. Like do your own kind of maybe L.A. Noire style investigation thing.
Yeah.
Figure out first of all is there anything there at all? Is it just the population being crazy? Is there any truth to it? Is it actually just like there's a crazy guy that you have to kill or something? Or maybe there actually is a real monster or a real alien. You have to capture it, then take it back to the Men in Black compound or wherever. I guess that the same place that they keep things in that game Control, the SE, whatever it's called, you know, the SCP.
Yeah, SCP.
That's
yeah.
that thing. Yeah,
that place.
And but then also you have to figure out ways to cover it up and make sure that.
Right. So it's a two-stage game, right? Where you.
Yeah. Well, it's three stages. It's investigate. Investigate,
investigate, incarcerate,
and then cover
incapacitate.
Up.
Cover up.
Investigate, find the truth, cover up.
Investigate and find the truth. They feel like the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Investigate, deal with it. Deal with the situation. I don't know what. Deal with
stage
it.
Stage two.
Deal with it. Put okay. the shades on.
And then cover it up. Cover it up. And then yeah. after that, do you then go to a different place? You then go to. Mrs.
Yeah,
Uckey
so maybe
Kentucky.
Then you've wrapped it all up. You head back to MIB headquarters in New York, wherever it is. You yeah. get into your office, and there's another headline on the table. Or maybe there's like a big pile of newspapers, and you have to just sift through them and be like, "Well, this one looks interesting." There's a fucking five-legged cow that's been sighted doing like weird dancing or something in the middle of the night and eating. Eating children.
Howling.
I'm going to go.
Why
howling at the moon?
He's dancing. Oh, and also he eats children. Yeah. Why did you tack that?
I don't know.
I feel like that was more important than
in the subtitle on page 3. Find out what else this guy was doing.
You won't believe number 4.
I'm not very good. I'm not very good at headlines, right? I didn't write. I'm not. I won't be the headline writer in this game.
Okay, so Alex, in this,
yeah.
how are you?
Yeah.
In your mind's eye. In your mm-hmm. pitch hole, how are you imagining yep. this plays out? Is it L.A. Noir, open world-ish style? Like, or are you going to like little sort of zones? Or is it like Wolf Among Us, like a Telltale style game where you
I'm thinking
and walk around? Or is it?
I'm very much thinking L.A. Noir style, where it's like, it's an open world, but it's not open. It's not open as in you have an entire city like Los Angeles to drive around. It's a small town. And maybe, you know, you'll have the hub area, which is your office or whatever, which is a bit open. You wander around. But then you're like, okay, we're going to Kentucky, Mississippi. And then there's a cutscene. You're in this little village town where you can wander around. There are, you know.
In my head, it was, do you know, like the outer worlds where you have your hub ship. So that'll be your hub. But then
yeah.
it's open world in the sense that you can go anywhere whenever you want. But yeah. those worlds are curated chunks.
Like small
yes.
like full planets. Chunks,
they're,
yeah.
They're really highly detailed. That's how I imagine. So they would be a little Fargo town, and you know, yeah, Kentippy, Mississippi, and you know, other places.
And then Mrs. Uckey, Kentucky.
But there could be like an overarching sort of thing that ties everything together, and then
well,
that
that's what
unlocks
I was thinking.
Like the last thing.
Is there almost like an XCOM yeah. element where when you're in the Men in Black
XCOM is what I was thinking.
Thing, if you ignore a story, or if you look at a story and you're like, that's definitely a hoax, I won't waste my time looking at that. There's a chance that if it is a hoax, then the person faking it then does more hoaxes, bigger, more elaborate things. Or maybe if it was real, something bad happens as a result of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Well, perhaps it could be, like, perhaps the main storyline that's threading through could be aliens, like, about the, you know, like, the Greys or whatever. And maybe this is the point in the Men in Black's history where this is the first time they encounter aliens. So Men in Black don't even necessarily know that they exist or believe they exist. At the moment, they're just a government body investigating paranormal, strange activities around America.
But also
I will say,
trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will say I went for Outer Worlds, as an example of like a small curated open world type situation when we literally have Greg here who has made a small open world curated town.
So
Greg, like point. How would you sort of what's it in your head at the moment?
The only thing in my head is I kind of lost interest when the fact Will Smith wasn't involved.
That was very early on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like the first thing.
That was one of the first
things. I mean, it sounds like an expensive and lavish game as is, so why not just slot him back in?
Does it sound like an expensive game?
Oh, for me it does. If it's like big open world, different aliens with... different
no,
legs
no, it's not big open world. It's 100 small open worlds.
And also the what was the game? L.A. Noir, where you've got all this crazy. Are the aliens going to have like crazy facial animations? Are they? Are you going to be worried that they're lying?
You're not like interviewing the aliens.
Are you sure? I'm not an alien.
Del,
are you an alien?
Hang on.
Are you
this
an
guy
alien?
With five noses.
All five of his eyebrows just twitched. Down.
Emotion tracks this doubt. Cow.
Yeah, there's a lot to dig through.
We had to hand animate the fifth leg.
So I'm not envisioning like motion capped interview sequences where you have to detect whether people are lying or not. It is more of a I'm going to go around space. Town. I'm going to talk to the farmer who thought he
Disco
saw something.
Elysium.
And it's yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So if it was
calm down, Alex. This is a Christian right. podcast. No effing and jeffing. For fuck's sake.
Frick.
Yeah. Honestly, forget everything I just said. If it was just like Disco Elysium instead.
Don't in spoil Disco Elysium because I still have to play it.
Okay, okay, I mean, in terms of it's a top-down detective game.
I would just as happily see adventure. It as a top-down detective game, text adventure. But then again, I don't know, because you have like the elements. I think one of the kind of exciting parts of it for me is if occasionally on this because this isn't going to happen every time, and I think that's important. But occasionally, you will like the thing will be real, and you have to engage with it either in combat or find some kind of way to capture it.
Do you get the little gun that when you shoot it, it throws you across the room?
The cricket,
yes. Yeah, the noisy cricket. And also the cool one-liners, like when he puts the glasses on and says, "You know what the difference between me and you is? I make this shit look good."
Good, yeah. There you go.
That's what I'm into.
I have not watched Men in Black as much as you guys have.
We suddenly discovered that Greg
a person
is, like a
is smart.
Men in Black
people fan. Are dumb.
Another last episode.
I said that. I
Tom, everyone loves Men in Black. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
yeah it's very good. It's very good.
That's a good point. 2 days ago, I made a reference to it because I was going more.
What is happening?
Well, yeah, you have to go interview the woman behind the bar at the diner. A man came in and asked for a lot of sugar, and you're like, ah. Oh, he's one of
right,
those.
Look, fine. If everyone is on board, more on board with it being some kind of tie-in to the film, I'm not going to get in the way of that. If that's going to make
no,
people
think,
what about
no,
if
I think even
he voices is, like one of the you know I the head character you speak to?
I think it's a Men in Black game, right? But I don't think it's related to the film Men in Black. However, there's nothing stopping us from putting like Easter eggs in there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah. That, so it's set in the universe.
There's a Will Smith character, but like, there's also a Minecraft reference. Why not? Most games have that now.
What? One of the towns is just a Minecraft world.
We never talk about Easter eggs in this, do we? I think there should be
no.
It's,
yeah. All right.
Just tons of Easter eggs.
Just tons of Easter eggs. You name a game, we'll put it in there. Borderlands. There's a reference to that. There's a claptrap monster. Left 4 Dead. Right. There's a witch in there.
No, this is sounding way too...
No, we can make it quite deep, Alex. We can say, like, all these aliens on this planet, they shouldn't be. They are the Easter eggs, therefore saying that Easter eggs shouldn't be in this game.
Yeah. I thought Greg was going down the line of the film Pixels then, when, like, they came in from other, like aliens invaded, they saw pop culture and took over the forms of that.
Oh my yeah. god, yeah, so yeah. there's a claptrap alien.
We've made Men in Black Pixels the game.
Oh my god.
With Adam Sandler.
Well, look, that could be one of the creatures, some kind of like weird...
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. you know, some kind of weird creature that mimics, yeah, that mimics other things. Like, maybe
well,
that
a mimic
be,
is,
that could be quite
a mimic is a classic.
That so. Could actually be a great one because you could go into town and the creature that you're trying to search, you're trying to hunt down, is a mimic. So it could be any one of the people you're interviewing.
Oh, well, like yeah, you interview like, them and you say, like, so, have you seen anything weird? And they say, so,
the
have
chair
you seen
farts.
Anything weird?
And they suddenly shift into you in front of you.
So now we've made prop hunt.
No, have you? No, it's not prop hunt because they're not mimicking like toilet rolls.
Oh right, no,
okay.
That's
and
really cool actually. So the interview for that particular one is instead of you saying where were you last night, you have to then say where was I last night, and they have to then say like you were at the bar, weren't you? I was like, no, I was sleeping early in my hotel because I'm a good detective.
Yeah, I like the idea that they're all mimics. I like this.
Every
creature
yeah,
in the game
that
is a
makes the detective gameplay more important.
So the world has been invaded by mimics.
Yeah.
What is that film where they have the glasses and you can see them he sees like their outline of what they really are. I can't remember what it is, but he's
they live. Is it they live? They
not like they walk among us or something. Oh, I can't remember.
I think it is they live.
No, yeah, it's they live. Yeah,
yeah, like that. I guess is the premise of it, but you don't actually ever see that. It's you're trying to determine who is real. I guess maybe.
Oh, okay.
Well, that
I don't understand why you'd interview like a five-legged cow and ask you, are you an alien? And he's like, no. And he's like, well...
taking that a little bit too literally.
Okay. Why would somebody lie about where... Okay, you're asking a five-legged human where the five-legged cow is, and he's like, oh, he's,
no,
he's
you're,
over
you're
there.
You're interviewing like witnesses and all these people, and because you also need to keep a track of who's seen things, right? Because then you need to, in the third stage, go back and then wipe their memory.
Ooh, yes, yeah. That's it. Yeah, so every person that you speak to, you have to in some way divulge something. Well, just by the fact that you've spoken to them, is you're not supposed to. Like that's the like anyone that you speak to, you have to make sure that there's some kind of excuse, there's some kind of way that you can either, I don't know, wiping their memory seems too easy. I don't know, but some kind of way you can cover it up because
you had a limited number of charges, so you have to get it. Like you have to identify the right people and be like, okay. I've got three charges. I need to be like, right. Okay, I can get away with him remembering because he's a crazy guy and no one in town believes what he says anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
okay,
I need this person because they're very high up in, you know, like the city's council and so I need to get them. But I need to get access to them somehow. Maybe like that work.
So then now it's Hitman.
Now it's kind of like Spy Party and Hitman.
Right. Well, I was thinking instead of having a memory wiping stick that you just flash into their eyes and they forget everything, you instead,
right,
in the process of interviewing them, you have to you just smash them. No, you you interview
just
them,
a bat with nails in it.
You're not allowed to interview them too like aggressively, so you're it's kind of like a detective deception game where you're trying to ask them questions but you're also trying not to let on that you are the Men in Black, right? Because if people know that the Men in Black are here and investigating it, then they know it must be true.
Okay, right. I have an idea for a mechanic. So you show up in Kentippy, Mississippi. Is that what it's called?
And Mississauga, Kentucky.
You're right. Okay, and then the first thing that appears, like in the bottom left corner of the screen or whatever, there's a little meter that is currently on zero or reading zero or whatever, and
so
as you speak
to that,
so it's, you know, as it's not quite the same,
something's wrong with him,
but as you speak to other people and interview potential witnesses throughout the town, they become, yeah, there's like a gossip meter, I guess, like people
like
become more aware
of, like a gossipometer.
A gossipometer. And then maybe there will be certain marks for like thresholds. So for example, the first threshold is if enough people talk about it, it will be mentioned on the local radio station, which then eventually, if that picks up enough traction, then it will be in the local newspaper, and you have to like eventually it will become a threshold where it, like, eventually it's going to spread, the word of you being there and what's happening is going to spread outside of the town, and you need to make sure that you contain the situation before that happens.
So you have to find like the prime witness to begin with.
Yes.
Not interview them too aggressively. So you have to come up with a disguise for yourself. And you are like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm a...
It is like Hitman.
I'm a fisherman just looking around. Wow.
Wow.
I'm trying to fish on this wall. Is there anything down there? It's I heard there were green lights down there, and I'm like, oh yeah, wouldn't go out in the water. I'm from Kentippy.
No, but maybe you can't, like, it's not disguises or anything. Like, you still have to, you're still like an agent of the government, and I think that's what anyone you approach is going to immediately know this guy is, well, this person is an agent of the government. They're asking me questions.
A man dressed in all black suit.
They're dressed in black. Yeah, exactly. But that's where it comes from, right?
So how do you cover it up then? Like, if someone sees something weird, a man in black, literally a man in black, just turns up in a suit and has sunglasses, is talking to people. How the hell are you meant to cover that up?
Hey, don't say anything.
Instead of that,
see me.
Instead of the flashing light.
I don't have the answers. Yeah.
Right, was that Greg?
You should, instead of the flashing light from Men in Black, you should just have a gun.
Threaten them.
So don't you say anything. If it gets,
people have gone missing. Or just more people have gone missing.
Gary got shot last night.
It must have been the aliens.
But maybe that's it. Maybe that is the absolute. That is like the app. You have like one memory wipe thing, and you have a gun with a single bullet in it. And but I don't know. But maybe okay. So maybe if, for example, you if enough people know about it, then like the guy in the local radio station, the local crazy DJ guy starts talking about it, and people might believe him and start talking about it. So what you have to do then is not necessarily go and kill or make people forget or forgeticize or whatever the thing's called, all the people. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, the little the memory eraser thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that with every single person you've interviewed. You just have to discredit the most creditable person.
Right.
Right? The person who people are going to believe the most. So if it reaches the local newspaper, then you have to deal with the local newspaper in some way or another.
Okay.
If it reaches Farmer John, you don't have to do anything.
I get
he's an idiot.
The idea, but I know Greg is probably thinking this too. How does that work as a mechanic? Like, what? How do you? How does that?
I think. Did you ever play the Sherlock Holmes games?
Yeah. What, the Crime and Punishment one?
Crime and Punishment, Devil's Daughter. Right. They had the way that you solve cases is in. I think you actually go into Sherlock's brain, and he has little nodes that are like, oh, this guy said this thing, and then you
make
like
my mind palace.
Yeah, his mind palace. And you kind of make an assumption. And if you make an assumption, then it links to other nodes from other little parts of the case until eventually you reach the answer of the case. And it's really, really cool.
Okay.
And it's done really, really well. What if you have two of those? One of them is the truth. And then you also have to fabricate a lie to cover it up. So you say like, oh, there's green lights in the ocean. The truth is, there's a UFO under there. It's crashed under there. And then the lie that you come up with to cover it up is like, oh, it's algae. It's reacting to the color of the moon.
Bioluminescence.
Yeah, bioluminescence. And then,
I like that.
Depending on how good your lie is, also it determines how good it is, how easy it is to cover it up. So mechanically, it works like that. It's like you've got the true case and then the false case, right?
I really like that, yeah. And perhaps that could, depending on how well that you cover it up, that can have an impact. Like maybe if your whatever it is called, suspicion meter, isn't localized to just each individual town you go to, maybe it's like a thing that covers the United States or it's federal or whatever. So it's basically the worse you are at covering it up, the more likely people are to be kind of on their guard when you then go into other towns to interview people,
that's what
you're
thinking,
more likely to be known.
Because in a detective game, normally finding the truth is about picking apart the individual stories, right, and finding the one thing that links everything together. Whereas in this case, you're finding the one thing that doesn't link everything together. You're trying to find, like, say there's, I don't know, a radiologist in the town, and you know they know a lot about this thing. So if you make up a lie, that they are immediately like, but no, that's not true. I know that's not true. I know that lie can't be true. Then you're trying to find the niche in the story, the niche in every person in this town that they just have to accept because they're like, oh, yeah, I guess that must be true because, well, we've got no way of disproving it.
So do you generate lies and cover-up stories based on information you uncover? So you're like, oh, I overheard that, you know, Dave was out at the bar until late last night, but his wife thought he was around his friend, so I can use that information, and that opens up a tiny little bit of brass.
Yes, yeah. So that encourages you to speak to lots of different people, and not to just rush straight through to figure out what they're like, to kind of brute force your way through to the creature. Because it's not just about capturing or finding out the truth of what this creature is. It's also about, as soon as you step foot in that town, people are going to start talking, and you have to make sure that they have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Information is power.
Information is power. Yeah, that's Oh, I find that really.
There's the tagline.
I'm getting excited.
Not The Last of Us, the Wolf Amongst Us, when it has a little pop up, and so will remember that. You could have a little pop-up like, I can use that.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
you get key information.
Well, yeah, that's how it happens in the Sherlock games, because you right. pick up a clue. Like, I think there's one where it's like you pick up a stamp and it, or like a letterhead or something like that, and then it has like an address on it. Then the clue says, oh, this person lives here. And then someone else says, oh, this person lives here. And you can immediately then say, yep, that thing must be true or whatever. And it opens up a whole new chain of like nodes, neurons in his head just firing off, because it's weird looking. This is Sherlock.
You should be able to. Because I guess you're like an alien auditor. You're going out to check out what's going on with these aliens.
I think, well, in my head, so it's, imagine it's basically just after Roswell has happened, the Roswell incident has happened. And so it's the first time in the history of America where people, well, of the world really, where people are suddenly thinking about aliens and the possibility that there's some kind of weird government cover-up happening. And maybe the idea of the Men in Black doesn't exist yet. You like people calling you like oh, look, it's the Men in Black, they're in town. That hasn't been formed yet, but you are the first government agency who are doing these things, and so you're eventually going to become that.
So I know it's a lame trope, but hear me out. What if the aliens are like body snatchers or whatever, and they take on the appearance of a human, but you've also got the ability to identify anyone as an alien. And you could then say you know one of these body snatchers is the alien, but they're actually an all right dude. Like, they're quite cool. You know, they're chilling out, they're working, they're paying the tax. And you meet some other guy, and he's like, he's a born human, and he's a piece of shit. Like, he's kicking his dog, he's littering, he's doing all sorts of bad stuff. And you decide, I'm going to frame this guy as an alien, because that alien, he's working in society, he's helping out, you know what I mean? And then this other guy, he's just dead weight, we need to get rid of him. And you can report back to the HQ and be like, I dealt with
well,
that.
Yeah, and then maybe you have like an informant.
It's an indie game.
you can have like an alien informant for you. Then you can maybe check back in, or they'll check back in with you and be like, look, I heard Max Alien, who went to Mississippi,
like the pug out of Men in Black.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got the pug in Men in Black.
Or the gun shop owner.
The gun shop. You know? Oh, yeah, yeah.
He shoots his head off and he has that tiny little head.
yeah, stuff like, yeah, having like an informant. But yeah, I think that idea of like, what really excites me is just like that world of right at the beginning of when the world was suddenly starting to think about all these things with like, not just necessarily aliens, because that was around like, that was around like the whole nuclear scare as well, right? Like films were starting to be made where people were scared about what was going to happen with like nuclear. And
so this is set in like 1947, right? Because that was the Roswell.
This is
when
was okay, right? Yeah. So this is 1940. This is January 1948. This opens.
Oh, I like that. Okay. So this is Men in Black Origins as well, right?
Men in Black Origins. Okay, yeah, that's it. Like, it's Men in Black. So yeah, when you start, there isn't a government organization called, well, I'm assuming there's not actually a government organization called the Men in Black.
Oh my god, this is Mindhunter for aliens.
Yeah, okay, Mindhunter.
We invented
aliens.
The term alien.
Alien Hunter.
Alien. But, is this just Man in Black? This isn't men.
Man, well, no, because this is the other thing. Like, do you have a partner? I think that would be kind of cool to have someone who is.
You have monthly government funding, and you start with very, very low.
But a couple of boys in black.
Just they couldn't even afford suits.
Yeah,
Men in Black track suits.
A couple of boys.
Bib,
BIB. Boys in black.
Boys in black.
Okay, right. So what was the government funding thing? Sorry.
So yeah, if this is like the origin of Men in Black, right? So the very beginning, where it's just one dude in a dusty cellar, like Mindhunter, right?
And, yes.
You've got like I don't know. They've allocated $1,000 a month, which I don't know. Is that a lot of money? Not much money.
In 1948, I don't know. Probably not.
You've been allocated not much money for a government agency, but you've got very limited resources, and you're going to state to state. Looking for looking for different things, aliens, and solving the cases. And as time goes on, you eventually get, I don't know, a better room, more investigatory, like, equipment.
Like the hub in XCOM, right? I guess when you're uncovering rooms and stuff in XCOM, aren't you?
Yeah, and if you flub a load of cases and aliens go free and there's news reporters everywhere talking about the greys in this town, then you lose money. Like, you're not doing your job well, and the department is slowly becoming more and more redundant until, like, I don't know, the game over is aliens are just in America, and that's just a fact.
which makes your organization completely pointless.
Yeah, because you can't cover it up anymore.
Yeah, exactly, because everyone just believes in them. And also maybe like the whole funding mechanic can then influence, like, okay, well, I'm the other side of the country to this state that I want to go to. I can't afford to do this, or can I? This is going to be 90% of my funding.
Yeah.
Like, but I've heard that there's a grey here, and the greys are the big ones. Or there's a maybe the things aren't the greys. Maybe it's like the mimics, like Greg was saying. Like, maybe that's the thread that runs through the whole thing is. That's their form, that's their actual true form, but they can mimic.
Yeah.
And
your boss,
that's all you know about them
and giving you the funding. You know what he is?
What?
He's a mimic.
Oh. He's a mimic. That's the
end of the game. Spoilers.
No, that should be like the Act 3 reveal. That should be the flop.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense that the mimics are the ones trying to cover up their own existence, because they don't want to, you know, be spotted, do they?
Shit. Okay.
I think there should be turn-based, tile, cover-based combat as well.
Okay.
And I think this should be set 5 years after the first game, in which the aliens have won, and I think we should call it XCOM 2.
Well, yeah, that can be a spin-off.
Yeah. There was an XCOM like declassified or something, wasn't there?
They were making a first person XCOM game when they tried to reboot the franchise, and it got
in Roswell.
Wasn't it set around Roswell? Yeah.
Yeah.
It got cancelled.
It's this game, but with guns and first person shooter.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was it. It was just a first person shooter, and because they assumed that no one wanted another actual XCOM game. But they put they put one out alongside, or you know, instead of, or around the same time, and everyone went wild for it. And then I guess they just put the XCOM declassified on a shelf somewhere,
right?
Where it still is to this day.
They classified it. One that came out. Maybe this could be called declassified, but the D is blocked out.
Oh. So it's classified.
So it's just called classified. But you know it's called declassified. You're trying to not get that D declassified, because when you declassify the D, you get declassified.
Okay. Okay, right. So, look,
or maybe
Greg,
BIB.
BIB. Well, that's shorter. That's an acronym, right, which we were trying to aim for. Greg, is this slightly more, like, maybe Will Smith's not in at this point.
He can't be in it. He's not alive.
It's an Easter egg.
Is this slightly more interesting to you now?
Yeah, I think you've got the potential to, because what's like Men in Black? What's their purpose? To protect America from alien threats?
Did they allow aliens to live on Earth? They protect the Earth from threats.
Yeah, they protect the Earth, but also protect them from the truth as well.
Yeah,
because I think there's legs on the idea of what is an alien threat to a country that is built on immigration anyway. So why the aliens got to be the bad guys?
See, alien ice, essentially, is what this is.
Yeah,
yeah. Your immigration control for aliens.
Yeah,
it's like it's now become Papers, Please.
Yeah,
extraterrestrial Papers, Please.
You do nice things for the aliens, but then you can't upgrade your sweet base to shoot the aliens. So.
But I think that's it. Also, like, you need to, like, even if the aliens aren't a threat and they don't need to be captured, or that you like your government organization exists on that fact, so you need to
control
either
it.
Do it anyway, or you need to somehow lie, like Greg's saying, with, like, you know, you need to put fault, you need to falsely accuse people or send them off and say that they're aliens when they're not,
in
order to keep your funding
on the nose. Really,
so you are the guy investigating the aliens, and you arrest the wrong guy, send them back to HQ filled with guys that are investigating aliens, and you've just got to say to them, that dude's an alien, and they're just going to say, yep, he is. And no one's going to look into it.
They're all so busy, they haven't got time to look into it. It's a tiny organisation.
But what this is the point of American history, or the history of the world, where like we don't know, like something has happened, we don't know if these things are real, or no, we know they're real because we've, like all that's happened is we've like one of their ships crash landed. Roswell was real.
Roswell was real, and you know that, and the cover-up has already begun. You just now
We know. We don't know who these creatures are, where they came from, what they want. We don't know anything. But also, I don't think it should necessarily be just about aliens, because I think the idea of these other supernatural creatures, like if you guys play Control at all, you know, like the Remedy game set.
I was going to buy that.
Yeah. So it's just this big FBI building, which houses like all these weird supernatural folklore, whatever creatures, objects of power and stuff that they take from places in the world and contain them there because they're dangerous. And I thought that game was okay, but what I wanted to know about these objects and these weird things in their natural habitat. I wanted to know about the rest of the world outside it. And I think that for me is what excites me about Men in Black, is that you can go to these like small places in America in the 40s, in the late 40s, where so many different things are happening with America, like it's exploding, like culturally. I think, I just think like doing like that kind of thing, and also just it looking like Fargo is really getting me going as well.
Fargo, what?
Yeah, the
rural
so
town.
It's bleak. It's a rural town and it's bleak. Like right. It doesn't have to be like snowy or dusty or anything, but like the idea of these kind
of those things where nothing ever everyone knows nothing everyone. Exciting never happens in that kind
exactly
of,
yeah. Everyone
quiet
knows
town.
Everyone yeah
and then
which is why
something
it's so
is
difficult
said, you know,
well, that's why I mean, like,
twitches
yeah,
come
if,
out
if they say if nothing happens in this town and all of a sudden they're seeing a glowing lake, they're just like, yep, it's gotta be alien. Oh yeah that's
yeah,
alien
yeah. Exactly yeah. So your job is to come in and
what, you better not go into that lake there.
Who's
Old Rim Jimmy. Oh, yeah.
Rim Jimmy.
Rim Jimmy. He got Rim Jimmy. Sucked into the lake, and we never saw him again. No way. No. Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's now set in Minnesota. Is this?
Oh
where,
like, yeah.
Hey, it can be.
No, this
be,
is,
not,
this
be,
is
be,
Minnesippi.
Minnesippi. Okay. Sure. Minnesippi, Minnesota.
Minnesippi, Minnesota. Kentopa.
All right, let's not let Tom name towns.
But okay, so what is this? I know I should be probably saying this, but can anyone say what this game is at this point?
I mean, in my head, I think this is a game where a top-down detective game where you go to 1940s era small towns in America where everyone knows everyone. You know, all you know is the headline of the story, which is a glowing lake or weird creature found or five-legged cow or psychic frog or something like that, right? You go there, you investigate people. You are trying to find the truth while not alerting the regulars of the town, the people who live in this town, the truth, so that you can come up with the truth, which is the actual story, find the alien, contain it, or control it, or whatever. And then also, you come up with a lie to cover up the truth from everyone in the town. You also have a home base in the FBI or whatever, in Area 51. Yes.
In Area 50, so you just drive out from Area 51.
Yeah, you drive out there, and you have monthly funding, so you can't go on every case. You have to determine which ones are the real ones. If you see a headline that says, "Oh, crop circles appeared in the middle of the night," you're probably like, "I mean, yeah, okay, sure."
Those kids.
So like XCOM, you're feeling like you're fighting a losing battle. Whatever decision you make, you're having to veto something else. You're having to not do something else that might be important.
Yeah, and your lie needs to be good enough to not raise suspicion, and you lose the game if aliens become fact.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
did we
they
ever
actually are.
Specify if we have like stats? Do you have like a perception stat that means you can like, you know, see.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like there should be
like discussion
in the same way that, like, with Disco Elysium, you have these different. There's like the thought cabinet, or the you have different aspects of you that you can maybe put points into to make you maybe more threatening in dialogue, to make you more perceptive, or yeah, like yes, yeah, some way to make you like maybe there's some kind of way that you can put points into that allows you to cover up things in a, you know, better. I don't know what that would be.
Charm, like charisma, persuasion, deception.
Yeah.
Aggression.
That kind of stuff, I guess.
Do you know sometimes when you have an idea and just a little voice pops into your head and it says the most stupidest thing you've ever heard? That just happened to me. As we were talking about skill trees, in my head, just a little voice went, "What if it's like karate?" And then I went, "They get a black suit at the end, and then they go through different coloured suits."
Well, you have like a brown suit and a yellow suit.
Yeah, that's
a yellow
level
suit.
Up. That's the skill tree.
You're a blue suit. The men in white, then the men in green, then the men in yellow.
Yeah. And then you end up at the men in black once you've mastered discovering and investigating aliens.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, I like the idea. Let's shelve it.
oh, no, I hate it.
Idea. Just, let's talk about it later.
Do you have any final points you want to make on the game, Chris?
Other
than karate, okay, no, good. Greg?
No.
All right.
he's done. No Will Smith. Look, all right, we'll put Will Smith in. Okay, Will Smith's also in it.
No, I'm thinking about Will Smith. It's not a match.
Right, is that a problem?
I feel like in this universe, Will Smith didn't do Men in Black. He did The Matrix.
Oh my god!
Wait, so does that mean Keanu Reeves did Men in Black?
But this is also set in the 1940s.
John Wick. Maybe. Yeah. Yes, but this is leading up to this timeline, so it's...
Oh, my God. Oh, and at the end of the game, you finally see what kind of Men in Black film you've made. the best ending is Men in Black 1. That's the worst ending is the recent one with Chris, what's his face in.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go.
I love it. All right. Tom, how are you feeling about this one?
I'd play it. I think it's really cool. If it has a lot of different cases, I feel like there's tons of different cases you can come up with, right? I think the difficulty is coming
up with
like 20, 30, 40 different towns worth of story and also dialogue, because each town needs like 10, 15 people in it. So you need hundreds of characters to talk to
but that's
unravel
okay.
Maybe it's
text-based.
Maybe we can just compress it down. It's just a 5-6 case little story game, kind of like Sherlock.
There's loads of cases you could do.
There's tons of cases you could
DLC,
yeah. I like the idea that maybe it's just 5 or 6 cases. 5 or 6 really good cases rather than 100 okay cases. But that means taking away the government funding. It takes away, you know, picking certain cases. I like the idea that it's just the story of the beginning of the Men in Black in five super cool cases. Like Phoenix Wright.
Okay. Yeah, I'm into that.
And yeah, I'd play that.
Chris, how about you?
Hello. I'd probably play it. I really love The Wolf Among Us. And I haven't played Disco Elysium yet, but I do like a good narrative detective game.
Disco Elysium is mind-blowing.
I wouldn't.
It's life-changing.
It because I don't know where I would start.
It's a lot of dating. It's more text adventure than game, right? Like Disco Elysium.
yeah.
So I think that's the trouble. We need to write it. Alex, get on it.
All right. I'm doing it right now. I've already... Yeah. I've started.
Oh, perfect.
Greg, how about you?
Yeah, I think it'd be... a lot of fun to make, because that sort of American culture, that part of the period's really interesting. And
I think,
it'd
be amazing.
There's so much material to draw from as well. I mean, you could do stuff like world's largest yam found in Mexico or whatever, and you're like, hold on a minute, let's go down there.
It turns out you just have a really nice day out with the family.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it is just a hell of a farmer down there, or maybe there's something else going on. The truth is out there.
Yeah, stuff like that. I think would be really interesting. Yeah, so it's not always overtly like there's aliens. We know there's an alien here. We have to find the alien and cover it up. There could
That'd be great if there's just like a scene where you're sat in your big government mobile with your partner looking through the paper, pointing at articles going, right, look at this. That ain't right. What's going on out there?
Look at the size of this fucking yam.
That's a big yam.
Look at this guy's, guy's got the longest toenail in the world. That's not right. Let's go check it out. Let's
go. He's not an alien, but that's disgusting. Let's go cut that. Yeah.
We can. You don't have to. You don't have to protect people from the truth by just eliminating that guy or cutting his toenail for him.
The truth is that Americans just love being over the top with everything they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you go to like the Tiger King like zoo, right? And you're like, no, these people are not real people. There's no way. No. No. Don't worry. That's just Send Alabama. Oh. Turns out that's real. That's wow.
Like, there think go that's our it, like, listeners in Alabama.
Having a Alabama. I should check the Libsyn. I'm sure we've got none of them anyway.
Yeah.
But that exactly like that kind of small town America. There's so much to play on with that period of American history. I think would be super cool.
I think it would look cool. It would play really nicely. I think the story could be really really cool if you compress it down nicely. I don't think it should be a long XCOM style game. I love it. I really like it. I'd play it. I'm going to play it now. Because it's out, right? You just made it, right?
Mm. Yeah, it's out. It's on Steam now. It's called Bib.
Boys in Black.
I mean, there must be a better name for it than
Boys
Bib.
In Played.
Look, we said we were getting... Boys in what? Played. Bip. It's called Bip. All right. It's called Bip. Thank you, everyone, for...
Wait, so the name of this episode is Bip?
Look, yeah, I said I wanted something short, there's Chris suggested an acronym.
What?
So,
okay. If there's dots in between, like that's the five Friends logo, like, five
I'll make the dots really big, so it's obviously an acronym.
Okay. No, but B.I.P.
Yeah, B.I.P.
I don't like it anymore. I want it to be Boys in Brogues, because they're like government Boys in shoes, Brogues. Aren't they?
Okay, well, that's back to Bib. I'm happy with that.
Perfect. Bib, it can
right,
mean anything.
Bib. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tom, thank you, obviously, as always.
Alex, thank you for your idea. That was a really cool
you're
idea.
Welcome.
Well done.
Took me several months to come up with one.
The first one.
There we go.
Yeah, real zinger straight away.
Yeah. And Greg, Chris, of course, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you
And
so
we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.